SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Search crews and volunteers in Texas are still looking for more than 160 people still believed missing from the July 4th flash floods. The death toll has risen to at least 120. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports on the hazards of flood insurance.
Even if a homeowner does have flood insurance, the coverage may not be enough to make a policyholder whole again. FEMA's National Flood Insurance Program only covers up to $250,000 for single-family homes and $100,000 for its contents. Many argue that's not enough when the national median list price for a home is about $441,000. People without flood insurance can try to recover some money from their standard home insurance policy. The law typically favors the insurance company. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Trash pickup in Philadelphia should be resuming next week after the city and the workers' union reached a tentative agreement. More than 10,000 workers went on strike last week. Six members of the Secret Service have been suspended.
The move follows last year's assassination attempt against President Trump at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. Secret Service Deputy Director Matt Quinn says the unpaid suspensions range from 10 to 42 days, and when the agents return to work, they will be placed in roles with diminished operational responsibility. The president was shot in the ear by would-be assassin Thomas Matthew Crooks last July during that campaign event at the Butler Farm Showgrounds. One person was killed. Two others were severely injured. Crooks was killed. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Last week, the Pentagon paused the delivery of some weapons to Ukraine, but President Trump has now directed the resumption of sending military aid. Officials say the White House was surprised by the Pentagon stoppage. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington asks the question, does your church still pass the plate?
A new poll released by Lifeway Research finds that 75% of America's Protestant congregations still use the traditional method of taking tithes during Sunday services, and many also have a plate sitting by the door that people can use as they come in or go out. A majority of churches also give people the option of making a digital donation on the church website or someplace else. However, Lifeway says 60% of parishioners don't use the digital option. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Syrian Christian leaders are warning that the country's small community of believers may decide to flee after last month's devastating church attack. Greek Orthodox leaders say the bombing of the Mar Elias church outside Damascus was the worst crime against Christians since 1860, when thousands were massacred within days by Muslim attackers. After the bombing, still no suspects. This is SRN News. Job scams are on the rise.
As job seekers look for work in a challenging environment, an increasing number are falling victim to scams that promise good pay for completing easy online tasks. The Federal Trade Commission says the scams start innocuously, often with a tailor-made text or WhatsApp message. The tasks seem legitimate, but victims are then told they need to pay money to access their earnings. To avoid falling victim to these scams, ignore unexpected messages, never pay to access your pay, and avoid accepting positions where you rate, like, or leave phony reviews for products or services. Keith Peters, Washington.
The Los Angeles Fire Department says 31 workers have been safely removed from an industrial tunnel after part of the structure collapsed. The workers were up to 6 miles away from the tunnel's only entrance. Officials say no one had major injuries. More details at srnnews.com.